This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Good morning. Well, come July, Burlington's Champlain College will have a new president. Donald Lockman comes to the campus from Harold Washington College in Chicago, and he's here joining us now in our VPR studios to talk about the new job. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me.
Now, Chicago to Vermont, pretty big transition, although with the kind of cold they've had there recently, you should be used to what we've got here now. What was it about Champlain College that drew your interest in the first place?
I'm really attracted to Champlain's unique model of the 3D approach to students, the career focus, the focus on the liberal arts, and the life skills approach. And the strategy, Champlain 2020, was another big hook that really told me this was a special place.
Now, Chicago obviously a lot bigger than Vermont, and so is Harold Washington College much bigger than Champlain College. How will your stewardship style have to change in running a smaller school, or will it change?
I think I've had a great deal of success at Harold, which in many ways was a turnaround story in building a very strong team. I feel very fortunate in meeting the team here at Champlain that it appears to be a very strong team in place already. So I need to back off from the turnaround mode and really go into building mode as we build on the successes that we have already achieved at Champlain and fulfill the vision of Champlain 2020, elevating our visibility to prospective students and to the business community.
Well, Champlain did start out as a business college, still focuses on careers largely. It's been a 2-year school. It's transitioned now to a 4-year school. Other changes include adding graduate studies, and much of those in online programs, which seems to be a trend in higher education. I realize you haven't really settled into the chair yet, but what can you envision that might be next, the big next thing for Champlain College?
Well, I believe that Champlain has a unique challenge or opportunity in that the quality of our programs outstrips our brand awareness and outstrips how much people know about us. So I view the first opportunity is to really, as I said, elevate Champlain's visibility across the country. And I want to make sure that we're nationally known for what we're doing here in Burlington. The other thing is I came here because I really embraced Champlain 2020 and the strategy. And I'm committed to executing against that strategy. I think if we achieve all of the targets set in that strategy, people are going to look back and say, wow, the last 20 years have really been transformational to Champlain and have really put it at a different level.
I assume that that goal is in the title, Champlain 2020. Is that a target date? What's the significance of that date for this strategic plan you're talking about?
So the current president, Dave Finney, led a strategic planning process in 2010, and they laid out 10-year targets for what they wanted to accomplish by the year 2020. We're now 4 years, or going into 4 years into the strategy. We're tracking metrics along each element of the strategy and deciding where we need to make adjustments. I'll continue that. And one of the many things I like about Champlain's strategy is the online focus. I think this is a major force that's going to hit higher education, and Champlain appears to be on the leading edge of that. And I think that's a tremendous opportunity as we build on those strengths.
I'm curious, too, about your desire to increase the visibility, as you said, of Champlain College, get the name out there and have more people know about it and what its mission is, what it does. How are you going to make Champlain more visible?
I think Burlington, which I believe was just named one of the top college towns, is really going to thrive with a very rich college scene. I'm focused on building our brand, on delivering quality education to our students, on being distinctive. And that's how we're going to differentiate ourselves from a lot of higher ed institutions out there. I think it's the independent colleges, frankly, across the country that are in many instances questioning who are we and how do we need to adapt. And what I love about Champlain is it has a very true sense of who it is. It has the career focus that has served it well and I believe will differentiate it in the future. And that's how we're going to be distinctive and elevate our profile to try to attract talent to Vermont.
Would you agree that one of your biggest challenges, and for those of your potential students as well, is the affordability of college these days? And what is going to be done to, you know, help students that want to come to Champlain say, you can leave here without a debt load that's going to follow you around for maybe the rest of your adult life?
affordability is a major issue that's getting a lot of attention right now. I look at it from two different perspectives. One is there's the headline price, and then there's the net price. And all colleges adjust their financial aid to meet the needs of the students who they want to attract. So I believe we will continue to grow our ability to grant financial aid to students who we believe will really add to the richness of the college. The second element is we need to deliver value. So it's not just about the debt load you may take away. It's about, are you employable? And are you out there with a set of skills that are going to enable you to earn a living wage and beyond that? I'm very proud of Champlain's placement rate, and I believe it's about 90% right now into jobs. And that's a phenomenal success story for the college. So if we can tell prospective students and parents that Champlain is not only a place that'll give the students themselves a great education, but it's also going to work with them to provide them lifelong careers, I think that's a very compelling value proposition for people looking at higher education as a pathway to the middle and middle upper class.
Donald Lockman will become president of Champlain College in July. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you.